Babies, welcome back to Bonjour Babies channel. I am Leslie Abraham. I am the founder of the pre and postnatal Bonjour Baby program. All right, so today we have a special video. We are going to do, you and I, a guided meditation. So today it's all about relaxing, finding your inner peace, and having this special moment with yourself. All right. Let's not waste any more time and let's go. All right, so for this simple guided meditation, we're gonna lie on your back. So if you are still pregnant, I recommend that you use a cushion, a pillow, just to make sure that you don't lay too much on your back. It's pretty simple. You just can add like a bolster, a big bolster, and like maybe a couple of pillows just below it to make sure that your back is staying on an incline. By doing that, you will feel definitely more comfortable. If you gave birth, if you are postpartum, no worries at all. You can lay flat on your back, add a cushion or a pillow if you need to, just to be more comfortable, but do whatever feels good for you. All right, so let's go ahead and lie on our back. So just like so. I like to keep my feet on the mat, especially for the first exercises that we're gonna do together. So first, we want to just send a message to our body that now is the time to relax. So to do so, we're just gonna do a couple of breathing exercises. And if you already watched some of our videos, you know that I love that. All right, so let's begin. You can close your eyes if you want. I want you to bring your hands on your lower ribs here so you can kind of feel what's going on in your body and connect to yourself. All right, so let's close our eyes and we are breathing in through the nose, breathing out through the mouth. Again, breathe in and breathe out. Let's go one step further. So now you're gonna place your attention more on your exhale than on your inhale. Let's do this. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, all the way out. When you do so, you feel your lower ribs coming closer to each other, as if some air was going out of a balloon. That's the same sensation. And so by doing so, you also feel your deep core muscles really engaging, so your waist is tightening. Let's do it again. Breathe in and out. One more time. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. So here you can hear that when I exhale, it's lasting longer than when I inhale. Tricky to say. And that's just to let know to your brain and your body that now you gotta rest. Now it's your time to relax and enter in that relaxing mode by just forcing your exhale and focusing more on breathing out than breathing in. All right, so we're gonna do that again. And now we're gonna protect our pelvic floor when we breathe out, because usually we have a tendency to push against the pelvic floor when you breathe out. And this is when you can like trigger some kind of dysfunctions, especially if you're a mom and you already give birth. So what we're doing now, we are breathing in completely relaxed, breathing out. And when we breathe out, we are going to lift gently the muscles in your pelvic floor. So what does that mean? It means that I'm doing as if I was about to stop the flow of urine. But I'm not squeezing like crazy. It's a gentle lift, okay? Be gentle with your body. Let's try that, and then we go to the guided meditation. All right, breathe in. And out. Pelvic floor. Deep cough. And breathe in. Relax everything. And out. Pelvic floor. One more time. Breathe in, relax everything. And out. Pelvic floor. And in, relax. All right. Hands by your side. Feet down on the way. Keep your eyes closed. And let's go. So what I want you to do here is just keep breathing throughout the whole exercise. So you're laying on your back on some pillows and you feel comfortable. You feel the weight of your body on the mat. The more you focus on it, the more weight you feel on that. Try to really let go your arms and your feet all the way without any tensions. Keep breathing. Remember, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Let's do this again. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Your shoulders are in contact with the mat. Your upper back is in contact with the mat. Your buttocks are lying on the mat too. The back of your legs are on the mat. So here, we're going to bring our feet closer to each other, but not touching. We are going to squeeze the muscle in our feet and legs by just bringing your feet up. And squeeze, 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 and relax everything. And now you feel how your feet are relaxed now. How your legs are relaxed. Let's put our attention to our thighs and buttocks. Same thing. We are squeezing the muscle in our thighs and in our butt. Squeeze now. Feel the tension in your body and then release all the tension completely. You don't feel any tension anymore. Feel how relaxed they are. The weight of your lower body on the mat. Now we are placing our attention on our arms. Make a fist with your hands and squeeze all the muscles in your arms. Let's go. Squeeze. And all of a sudden, release all the tension. Feel the weight of your shoulders on the mat. They are going down your ears, flat on the mat. Feel how relaxed they are now. Relax everything. You can move side to side in your hips, trying to bring your shoulders down, completely down, and lay flat on the mat. Don't try to think about anything specific. Don't tell yourself that you have to relax. Just stay there with yourself and breathe. Allow yourself to just relax. You are in control. You deserve this. You are gathering energy to be able to face your entire day or the rest of your day. By allowing yourself to take this moment for you, you will be able to fulfill everybody's need and be more efficient at work and more present with your kids and your family. All right, when you feel good, gently open your eyes calmly. You feel quiet. We're going to do a couple of stretches here. So I want you to bring your feet on the mat, one after the other, and pull your knees to your chest. You're going to place your arms around the knees here and gently rock side to side, massaging your lower back. Then what you can do is do some circles with your knees. So if you're pregnant, what you can do is just like place the knees to the side here and do the same. Good. Perfect. Rock side to side. And then we're gonna bring our knees here on the mat and rolling on one side, just over there. Here you are going to extend your lower leg and bring your knee to the floor if you can, and try to look the other way. If you have the space, you can always extend your arm and look at your hand. Feel your lower back relaxing here and try to send your breath to your lower back. Create space. Let's do one more breath here. Shoulders away from your ears. Good. Knees together. There we go. And push yourself back on the mat. And let's roll to the other side. Same thing. Leg on the mat extending, and the other one on the mat. Shoulders on the mat if you can. If you can extend your arm here and look at your hand, go ahead. And stay there. Create space all over there. And breathe. And again. Pull your knees up and back on the mat. Good. Now we're going to transition to your sitting position. So again, we're going to go to the side and here push ourselves away from the floor. Here we go. Very good. So now you're in your seated position. Let's do just a tiny bit of hip stretch. So from there, what we want to do is bring our hands forward here, okay? So we have one foot in front of the other, if you can do that. If you feel any tension in your knees, please feel free to put a block just like underneath your knee, or maybe a pillow. And then you're gonna walk your hands forward and to the side here and do a gentle stretch. So you can feel that in your buttocks, you can feel that in your lower back, you can feel that in your hips. It's a very nice stretch, especially when you're pregnant, because we suffer so much from our hips. It is really a nice stretch to do, and it is pretty simple to execute. All right, so let's stay there and breathe. And same thing. So when you breathe in, your belly is going out. And when you breathe out, belly in, core engaged. Let's do one more here. All right, let's try to transition up. So here we go. Slowly walking yourself up and let's go, let's transition. Okay, so you're gonna place your hands here, your feet flat on the mat here, and you're gonna push your butt up, hands on the mat if you can. Here we go. Walk your feet to the side and stay there, here. So what you can do here, if that feels good for you, so first head down and bring your elbows, grab your elbows here. My hair is kind of long, so I don't know if you can see, but here. And so what you can do too is bringing your elbows from one side to the other. Here, same thing. You're gonna feel your lower back relaxing, but your hips as well. And so from there, bringing your hands down again, or like knuckles down as you want, transfer more weight on your hands and bring your feet together. And slowly, very slowly, you're gonna come up. I'll let you come up all the way and I'll meet you at the top. All right, you did it. I am very proud of you and I'm very grateful that you took the time today for yourself and you gave you some time and some self-love. You can do this exercise session pretty much every day if you want, or at least 2 or 3 times a week. Remember, the breathing exercise that we did at the beginning is something that you can do daily, and the more you do it, the stronger will be your core muscles. So super easy to fit in a day and very easy to do. If you like today's video, give us a like and spread the love with a mama that might need it. And if you want to stay up to date with all the video that we release every week, hit subscribe so you will never miss an upcoming video. All right, I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.